I had a long statement here to read to you, but I've decided that due to the length of time that has been used up so far, I'm not going to read no long statement. I'm going to make just a few statement words out of this statement and see if I can get you to understand what I understand. Now, the simple facts that we have gone over so far and what we're confronted with now is a representative of the people, our city council, being intimidated by the highway department, or blackmailed, or whatever you want to call it, by the highway department on the basis of a particular type of highway that they want to put in your city. Now, to my way of thinking, I can't understand how a body like the highway department that has no representation from either the community or the people who is involved and will be heard or moved in it, and you are the representatives of those people. You must assume the basic responsibility of dealing with this highway department, large bureaucratic department, to get the best possible deal that we can make for the people who live there. Now, this is without saying I'm against highways, I'm against this, I'm against the other. It's saying simply this. You are bringing a major arterial highway into an overcrowded city. And that's not a question. And it don't make sense to me that you haven't run one ditch right straight through the city, that you would allow another major 8-10 lane highway to be brought into the city as a means of transporting cars. I don't see it, and I don't understand it. I will leave this message with you, and I will say to you, this council will have each of you to receive this message, and I hope I will be able to talk with you again about it before the decision.